Hello and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Thank you for joining me, and today I want to talk about how living in an RV is not as great as some people think it is. Now, it is awesome, but there are some ups and downs like living anywhere. So today we're going to talk about that. So let's talk about living in the RV. Okay, when we lived in our little small RV camper a couple years ago when the kids were a little bit smaller, it was temporary. It was like a couple of months. We also had our house, and we also lived in it for like almost 3 months whenever we were transitioning from a rental into building our own house. And it was stressful then, very stressful, because it was super, super tiny. And we had all of the animals, and the kids actually kind of took turns like staying at different grandparents' house because it was so small. Like, we had like one of the smallest campers out there, and it just wasn't feasible to live in. So living in this big RV, it's a fifth wheel. So basically it means that there's so much more room compared to our last one, and it's not horrible, but there are some things that can make it hard when it comes to like living in it. I would say the very first thing that we have struggled with is the like keeping it warm and cool. So we were boondocking, and boondocking basically means you're not hooked up to any like electric, and you're not hooked up to like any water or any kind of like plumbing. So you have tanks underneath your RV that basically hold your waste. Whether it's from the toilet or from the sink. And when those get filled, then you have to dump those. And with water, you can fill, there's a tank underneath that also holds fresh water. So you have water to use. And with the electric, you have to run a generator if you're going to use, you know, various things, you know, for electricity. So it's very, very expensive to run a generator. So in our fifth wheel, especially when it's cold, I would say when it's colder, it's definitely more expensive. We have a generator we got from Costco a couple years ago, and it actually made it through the fire. So thankfully, we were able to hook up to that, as we were waiting for the electric to get put in. And so that was, like almost 3 weeks, I think, living with a generator. And it's like January, February, so it's really cold, and it was costing like, I don't know, well, I guess it depends on gas, but about every 5 gallons of gas was about 10 hours to run like the heat and basic things. Like, we weren't really cooking at that point in time. We weren't really doing a whole lot. It was just keeping it warm. Yeah, like running the refrigerator, whatever, that type of thing, lights. And in addition to having a generator, the furnace is connected to like propane. So then there's propane cost onto that as well. So it can get very expensive very quickly. Just again, depending on the time of the year, of course, spring, it's not as bad, or, in the fall is not as bad with mild weather. So you have to brace yourself, because there were times I got up and I had to go to the gas station, find something that was open that sold propane at midnight, because we ran out of propane. And it was so cold that I had to, you know, I wanted to keep my family warm, so I had to go get gas. So you have to kind of prepare. And with ADHD and dyslexia, sometimes we forget those types of things. We're like, oh, we can, you know, make it last. And I think that goes back with my issue with time and understanding that. So I'd be like, oh, I think we could make it last until the morning, and we don't. So it's like horrible. It's freezing. So just being sure that you're preparing for that is definitely essential. And the other thing that's really hard for us right now is laundry. So not having a reliable source to do laundry is very frustrating. Now I can always go to like my best friend's house, but it's like, almost a half an hour away, and like I don't want to stay at her house for like 2 full days, right? It's like, oh my goodness. And she's like very helpful, and I'm very, very thankful for that. Like super, super thankful. But also it's just not like feasible, like, oh man, I need to have this for tomorrow morning. Let me wash it really quickly. So there's been a lot of times we've lived without a washer and dryer. But usually we've been closer to the city and we've had a laundromat really close by, and it was not like a huge issue. So I now have to be like, I have to think about all of that too. So again, with dyslexia or ADHD, sometimes our brains don't like work like very well, like planning is a big issue. So I have to be very mindful of that. And so what I have done is I have a really small basket kind of by the front door. It's really cute. And as we use things, we put it in there. When I realize it's full, I take that into my car. And that way I can have that on hand if I do go to my best friend's house, or if I'm close to the city, I can go do a load at the laundromat. The bad thing about where we live is most people are on a well system here, so they are kind of they don't always can't always I should say do someone else's laundry because they have to watch their water usage. So you just can't totally rely on neighbors just because you don't want to use up all of their water. And there's four of us. So I think moving forward, now ours does have like hookups for washer and dryer, but everything I've read, like for the washing machine, it's like really small, And I'm a little bit nervous of it like flooding, because let's be honest, this is us. So this they would have probably happen. And just with the RV, it's already kind of wet, like it's damp. It's very I don't know, wet inside. So you always want to have like humidity, or what's it called, like a dehumidifier kind of running at certain points, because it just can get really wet. Like we were painting my daughter's walls, and it's so wet around the window that it just kind of looked really drippy. So just have to be kind of mindful of like the windows always being damp and wet, the condensation and that sort of thing. The other thing that's really frustrating is like a kitchen. So we don't really have a whole lot of space, like kitchen wise. And I think in this, when it's nice outside, like spring, summer, fall, it's not going to be a huge issue because we can just go outside and cook. It's beautiful out. That won't be an issue. But as far as like trying to cook inside, like everything is smaller. So, and that makes it like hard to I guess retrain yourself essentially. So for the first like several 3 or 4 weeks, of course we didn't have pots and pans and can openers. I mean, I had a breakdown over a can opener. Knives. So we're all of those things that you have to cook with, like, and then trying to remember everything that you need on top of it was kind of stressful. And so we ate out a lot, or I would get like sandwich stuff that we just didn't have to like cook. The other night we actually made, my daughter made French toast in the morning, and that night I made a venison chili. And so it was like, wow, this is so awesome. We're actually cooking. We're getting to that point of some type of normalcy, which is really, really nice. We do have an Instapot and air fryer, and I will tell you, those are two of my favorite things that I'm using right now, because the air fryer that we have is kind of flat and it pops up to store easily, and it saves space. So that's been like such a save when it comes to like heating things up, toasting, and cooking. And you can pop in and frozen pizza, put in some bread and toast it, or whatever it is. I actually made a paleo version of corn muffins the other night in that, so you can bake in it. It's just, there's a lot of uses. So, and then the Instapot, because I don't have to have it on my stove, because right now my stove is kind of like a secondary storage area, unfortunately. So when we hand wash dishes, I have them drying over on that side, because on the small little area that we have where we could dry them, Actually have like the diffuser and my hot, my kettle that we use like multiple times throughout the day. So ideally we're going to get in the habit of hand washing dishes and hand drying dishes, and they get put away like immediately. Like there's no just, you know, hanging out to dry. I think those are like the biggest issues when it comes to like living in an RV and just being mindful of everything. Like the other night, you know, it was freezing and I totally like spaced out, you know, had my ADHD dyslexia moment where I totally forgot to open the pipes up. And so we had pipes bust, you know, and had to get those fixed. I forgot to, empty, you know, you have to empty your black and your gray tank. So basically the black is from your toilet and the gray is from your sinks, like your bathtubs and things like that, you know, and that's frustrating when you're in the shower and you realize your gray tank is full. So they're completely two different. So your black does never goes into your gray. Thank the Lord. But I mean, those are just things that you have to be mindful of. And with ADHD and dyslexia, sometimes you forget. And sometimes it's like, oh no, what did I do? I did something, you know, forgot this again. Great. So, you know, it is what it is. And I think once we get into a good habit and a good routine, I think we'll be fine. I think, you know, oh, we are fine. I mean, we're doing amazing. It's just remembering to do things like that. And thankfully I have a family that helps me remember these things. And, you know, we're going to learn to do this way better. Again, I'm just so thankful that we have this and we are redoing the RV, and it's fun. And it's a time for creativity, which is definitely like a dyslexic dream, right? Just being able to get creative and just learning to live differently. It can totally be done because people do it all the time. And this is going to be such a great adventure for our family. It definitely has brought us closer. We play a lot more board games. We don't have internet right now. So we do a lot of fun things. We're outside more. Especially as the weather like warms up, and we're in the process of finishing cleaning up the fire. You know, we're gonna be able to put out a fire pit out there and some seating, and it's gonna be awesome. And with dyslexia and ADHD, you just have to learn to live with it, because unfortunately it's just who we are and there's nothing wrong with it. Well guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I just really want to say again, thank you so much for listening, for your time, and for supporting me through this. I am trying to get better at being consistent. But you know what? That's just, I want to be consistent, but it's really hard for me to be consistent because that's just how my brain works, right? So I really appreciate you being supportive in my consistency and my inconsistencies. So I really appreciate you so, so very much from the bottom of my heart. And if you think this could be valuable to someone else, please share. It definitely helps me, especially since I've lost my income, and to really grow my business. I mean, this is what I've wanted to do for so long, and being able to grow the podcast and website and YouTube. I am so, so thankful for all of you for sharing. So thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and continue to count those blessings and be thankful for your dyslexic ADHD brain. Bye.